Dime.
KCA-DFU on North Michigan Link System.
KABCW.
K8BCW testing DMR link.
KCBSU, you're in there loud and clear.
Hey, thanks, Toby. Hope you're having a great day. K8BCW.
Yep, KCBSU.
K8DYS, K8DYS, KC8QVX.
K8DYS, mobile, Mackinac City.
Hey, DYS, this is Kilo Delta 8, Victor, Indian November, over.
Okay, very good. Yeah, you got Ryan here. We're mobile, 75 South. How are you doing today?
Yeah, I'm doing good. I'm just going over the frost laws and all the mist-dig stuff, getting ready to drop some cable in the ground. Yeah, I got all these nice PVC pipes around here. Might as well start burying some cable so I can... I got lots of cable, over.
Okay, yeah. What are you going to bury it for? What are you using it?
Well, I buried the ground wire. It's stranded, and it goes right to the ground rod, but I have a center conductor hooked up from the ground block at the tower over to the end of the facility in this building I'm living in. So it just goes, the green wire is supposed to be ground, I guess. And it's for my tower here. It's like two elements. One is for 2 meters and one is for 10 meters. But I do have two RG6 coaxials going to a satellite dish in the northern yard here. Over.
Oh, interesting. All right. Heck yeah. Heck yeah. Whereabouts are you at? I didn't catch your name or your location.
Yeah, my name's Jamie, located in 2 miles northwest of Lewiston, Michigan, in Montmorency County. Yeah, I was just going over the mistake stuff. I guess they have new flags for, like, everything. Yeah, some of them, they just use a locator, and they have all kinds of different locators on that. But I'm located in Lewiston, over.
All right. Copy that. Yeah, we're just heading southbound 75 here, coming out of Mackinac City, so heading home right now. Figured I'd holler out. And, yeah, were you talking about the frost laws on the weight-restricted roads? Is that what you were talking about?
Yeah, they went down through our road today and plowed it twice, and they got the gravel nice and smooth and everything. Yeah, but I know it's getting that time of year where you have to call Miss Big, and it takes 2 weeks to get those work orders through there now, over.
Oh, I got you. Yeah, for Miss Big, I got you. All right. That makes sense now. Yeah, I was having trouble correlating too, but that makes sense. So, yeah, there's still quite a bit of frost in the ground in this area, I think. It has not gotten above, 50 degrees very many days. I live in Clare County, and it's going to be 70 degrees, 7-0 today. So that's why we're heading back. We're heading back right now because we want to get out of this cold weather. We're going to where it's going to be 60, 70 degrees. Doesn't that sound good?
Yeah, that sounds really good as long as it doesn't rain all the time like Florida. I had to get my poncho out every day until it was downpouring in Boca Raton, over.
Oh, I know. Yeah, we're not supposed to get any rain today, but I think tomorrow we got some rain. We got some more ice and freezing rain coming, but whatever. At least where I live, there's no snow. So we're right on the line of snow where it disappears. Pretty much, well, it's moved up to Grayling now. So you're getting pretty close. You got a lot of snow on the ground there?
Yeah, we still have like about 12 inches, maybe 15 inches. Finally got my guardian's car out of the garage because the door was frozen and had to keep salt underneath of it. Yeah, and the driveway is starting to thaw.
Yeah, I'm ready for it to melt and go away. I'm going to ride my dirt bike a little bit today, so I'm ready to have some fun and not be cold. I don't want my fingers to freeze anymore, so today's going to be nice. I'm looking forward to it. All right, well, I got my family in the vehicle here. They don't like to hear me blabble for too long, so I'm going to sign with you, and I'll be listening. I got this linked up at home, I think, so I can catch you down there, too, and I'll be motoring on. We're going to crank up the tunage. So you enjoy your Monday, and looks like it's going to be a pretty nice day, so hopefully you can get some stuff done. Be careful. K8DYS Mobile. We'll be listening. KADYS and APX. NAAPX. Still pretty cold up there. We're down here in Florida, getting ready to leave tomorrow afternoon. I was hoping to hear better news, but reading the mail, it doesn't sound like it.
Well, right now it's 48 degrees here, so it's getting there, but I guess we got some ice coming in later on this week. You know, hit or miss, but it's slowly getting better, but there's still a lot of snow.
I was afraid of. I was really hoping to come back and see at least a little bit of grass, but you're confirming my worst fears. Just makes it hard to leave down here, I guess.
Well, I'll see if you can make a couple more days of reservation. I don't know. Yeah, it's pretty nice here right now. You know, 48's not bad, and it's still 11 o'clock, so we just come up here to take around, visit. But yeah, we're going south. It's a little warmer down by Grayling. South of Grayling, there's no snow, so I like it. That's where we're heading right now. We're like, we were going to dink around a little bit more, and we're all just like, no, we're going back. All right, I'm going to jump off here. We'll catch you later. KADYS.
Sounds good. When I get back home where it's warm, I would too. I'm not looking forward to coming back to the cold and another ice storm. Second year in a row. I guess I need to stop going out of town, because every time I go out of town, there's an ice storm. So, all right, safe travels back south. Catch you later. KDYS and 8APX.
And 8APX, KCAVSU. Welcome back.
Oh, not back yet. It's still 81 degrees where I am.
I'll give you 52 up here right now, and the humidity's 52%. Yeah, well, when you get back, you'll see a lot of things up here. Green grass. Oh, well, good. I'm glad you're having fun. I just got my one antenna hooked up on the truck and hooked into the Anytone, so I've got APRS going in the truck.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, I've got it in the car here. Not many distributors down here in Florida. Need to do something about that. They're pretty far and few between.
That happens, but that happens. You know, we've got it up here too. We got some areas. But that's okay. That's okay. We think that radio gets used. Well, good. Well, it sounds like you got the kids with you, so we're going to let you go, and you have a safe trip back, and we'll talk to you soon. NADPX, KCAVSU.
W2PET.
I didn't get you who that was. I got you calling me, but you dropped out.
November 8 Alpha Papa X-ray, 8APX.
Ah, there we go. That's Adam, right? Got you both ways here. Got you loud and clear. Figured I'd connect up here on the mobile. I listen on the system here a lot, but I don't talk that much. But the more I think about getting to our place up north, kind of pop in and say hi.
Yeah, I haven't heard yelling in a while, so I figured I'd come back to you. We're not up north, really. Driving around down in Florida, currently, on my little node. Enjoying the warm weather.
Oh, yeah. I was in Florida about a month ago. It's a little over a month ago now. Was down there for hamcation and just some general vacation time. And that was awesome. Yeah, it is nice having the mobile nodes. I'm on the 900 mobile repeater node here. I'm more north than you are, but not as north as I would like to be. Left the house here in Milan a few minutes ago. Heading up to one of the Washtenaw County tower sites to meet one of the techs up there. We're doing a build out of a four site non-MPSCS simulcast on 800. The science tech is out in North Dakota this week, and the guy that's pinch hitting for him doesn't have a key to the site, so. So I'm heading up. I had to run up there anyway today to drop some stuff off, so. Nice day to be out and about.
Yeah, you know, that's what I'm hearing. Sounds like it's a pretty nice day up there. Somebody said 70 in some areas. Still kind of cold at home, at least that's what I'm hearing. We're sitting at 79 right now, which is just perfect. Not too hot, nice and warm, I'll take it. Non-MPSCS simulcast site, that's interesting. But I tell you what, we sure got it made back home in Michigan. Down here, every county and every different agency has their own TRS, and it's a nightmare trying to get it all programmed up.
Yeah, we really do have a pretty good in Michigan with the statewide system. Yeah, Florida's definitely a hodgepodge. I don't think there's a lot that is on the statewide trunk system for locals. Yeah, I'm showing 63 degrees on the dashboard temperature guesser. I love temperatures like this. 79 in the area, that's towards the high end of my comfortability range. I'm okay with that, but you know, you start getting much over that, and I get really uncomfortable by the mid 80s and 90s. It's like no thanks. But yeah, I've been watching the cameras at our place up north, and the snow is starting to at least a foot in our driveway there, but it's way better than it was. It was higher than the skirting around the base of the house, and it was a little bit over the height of the ceiling to floor windows in the kitchen. So that'd be nice when it gets to a level where we can get in there. I don't think we could actually get in there right now. The snowbank at the end of the driveway on 23 looks like it's probably still 18 inches plus, and I'll bet that's pretty icy at this point.
Alright, well, that all sounds good. Yeah, I hope it starts melting faster and faster. I'm over it. I'm ready for some green grass. Well, we just pulled into a flea market, and we're going to wander around and see what kind of oddities we can pick up here, so assignment with you for now, and maybe we'll catch you later on as we're traveling on to the next spot. WTPUT and at APX.
Alrighty, well, hey, enjoy your day there. It's always fun to be anywhere on vacation. I was hoping to get up north and get work on getting our place open, but, you know, that last storm, yeah, that's certainly did delay that. Take care. WF2PAT Mobile coming into Celine here. I'll be listening.
CNN mobile monitoring.
KACYSKC8QVX. KACYSKC8QVX.
Calling all CQs.
KCA2VX listening.
K8BCW.
KF8FID, Don. This is James, AF7JD. Are you there, Dad? Calling KF8FID, Don. This is James, AF7JD. Last call, KF8FID, Don. Are you there? This is James, AF7JD.
K-A-A-A-W. Testing DMR link.
And I carry old B Mobile.
Good evening, everybody. It's time for the Traverse Bay Amateur Radio Emergency Communications OxcomNet. This is KQTC, Net Control. Control operator for this net is Glenn, KSGZ. This net meets every Monday and precedes the Cherry Lynn Amateur Radio Club MeshNet using the 146.86 repeater in Traverse City. Authorization of use repeater is provided by the Cherry Lynn Amateur Radio Club. This is a directed net. The purpose is to make announcements of the amateur radio emergency service activities in our area. We will also pass messages to other amateur radio stations and to alert those listening for any emergency or weather-related bulletins. If during emergency this repeater is not working, please go to the 444.35 Munson repeater. So if repeater is not working, please go to 146.58 Simplex for net operations. At this time, net control standby for any stations with emergency or priority traffic. Nothing heard. At this time, net control will stand by for check-ins. When checking in, please transmit your first name and slowly say your call sign. We seem to have an extra static night tonight, so go slow. After the last call sign is heard, net control will confirm that you are checked in. Those stations wishing to check in, please call now.
Great. NAPMA.
Ward. KBA, that's me good.
Kevin, Kilo Echo 8, Sierra Bravo Whiskey.
Jim, Alpha Charlie 8, Delta Golf.
Mark, Kilo Charlie 8, Zulu Alpha Papa.
Brad, November 8, Juliet, X-Ray, Quebec.
Kevin, Kilo, Delta, 9, Whiskey, Whiskey. Oh, yeah, uniform.
Mike, Whiskey, 8, Victor, Papa, Charlie.
All right, we got a couple in there. I've got Ward, NAWK. I've got Draken there, DMK, we've got Bob, KBSBJ, Kevin, SBK, Jim, ACADG, Mark, QCADAP, Brad, NAJXQ, Kevin, KD9WWU, Mike, WAPPC. I think there's a couple that I didn't get in. Please try again.
ASAPY.
Kevin got you in there, KF8AGY. Anybody else?
Amity, KE8ZOY.
Amity got you in there, KE8ZOY. Anybody else? All right, we got a few. Let's start at the top list with Ward. Ward, NAWK. Ward, give me a location if you got any messages to pass.
Thanks, Glenn. NAWK, I am at Bryant Park. No traffic, and back to you.
Drake, NABMH. Drake, your location, any messages to pass?
Drake, NABMH. Location is the intersection of South Airport and Barlow. No traffic.
Welcome to your new location. Let's go to Bob, QB8SEJ. Bob, your location, any messages to pass?
This is KB8SEJ, located in Nelson City, Benzie County. No traffic.
I think I have two Kevins here, one ending in SBK. Kevin and SBK, please give me your call sign and your location again. All right, we're actually statically tonight. My apologies. Jim, ACADG. Jim, your location, any messages to pass?
ACADG, Northport. The only message is there's a virtual Skywarn schedule for virtual classes listed on the dealer website. Please note the times and schedule. There's times and dates. That's over in Central.
All right, thanks for that info. Let's go to Mark, KC8ZAP. Mark, your location, any messages to pass?
Well, this is Mark, KC8ZAP. Location is 6 miles south of Chum's Corners, by off of M-7, and no network traffic. Back to net control.
Brad, NAJXQ. Brad, your location, any messages to pass?
This is NAJXQ in Traverse City. No traffic.
Kevin, KD9WWU. Kevin, your location and any messages to pass?
This is Kevin, Kilo Delta 9, Whiskey Whiskey Uniform. Northwest Indiana, no messages to pass, and it was a hot 80 degrees today.
We have a balmy 60-degree up here. I'm taking it. Let's go to Mike, WAPPC. Mike, your location, any messages to pass?
Net control, Whiskey, Victor Papa Charlie. No messages, location, Royal Oak. Thanks.
Kevin, KF8AGY. Kevin, your location, any messages to pass?
This is Kevin, KF8AGY, over here on Spider Lake, west side of Spider Lake, and I have no traffic. Back to you, net control.
Amity, KE8ZOY. Amity, your location, any messages?
Amity, KE8ZOY, David Place at the bottom of Leland County. No messages to pass. KE8ZOY.
Anybody else like to check in?
November 8, Echo X-Ray, Jeff.
Jeff, NADX. Jeff, your location, any messages to pass?
Jeff, NADX, Kenai Fjords National Park, Seward, Alaska. It's 48 degrees, no messages to pass. NADX.
Anybody else? All right, as usual, we practice sending digital traffic. If you don't have your set up, I'm basically asking for project night ideas, such as learning CW for beginners, setting up EchoLink and AllStar on your phones. I'd like to teach people how to set up Starlink and GMRS. I have a number of new power solutions that we're going to be trying for field day. We may be doing some of that. But if you've got an idea, please join us tomorrow night, and let's start getting some stuff scheduled. All right, this is a short message, 37 seconds. Stand by for digital traffic. This is KGTC. Traffic is as follows. KGTC, end of message. If you receive that message, please check in.
Drake, NADMH, we got it.
Kevin, KF8AZY, full copy.
Mark, KC8ZAP, full copy.
Kevin, Kilo Delta 9, full copy.
VPC, full copy.
KVA, SVJ, full copy.
Full copy, NAWK.
All right, by my count, that's 7. That's excellent. All right, everybody, I'm going to turn the net over to the Trail Amateur Radio Club. Join us for Project Night tomorrow, and hopefully we can all be out enjoying this excellent weather. That's it for me. Take it away, Cherry Lamb. KGTC, take it away.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Monday Evening Social Hour, Net. Before we get started, I have a couple announcements. Hello, breakfast buddies. JNS is closed this Tuesday, March 31st, for spring break, deep cleaning, floor refurb, and other work. They are giving their staff a break and taking on some maintenance activities. So Breakfast with Hams will meet on Tuesday, March 31st only, at Bob Evans on the Parkway around 4 Mile Road. Closer for some, farther for others, but we'll all meet there for a chance of scenery. If you're talking to your buds, go ahead and let them know about the change of venue for this week. And tomorrow night at the New Approaches Center, 5123 North Royal Drive in Traverse City, is Project Night, and everybody is invited. If you haven't been there before, 5123 North Royal Drive, and if you're going to show up, we'll see you there. It's at 7 o'clock. This is KF8ATY. My name is Kevin. I'll be your net control station this evening using the club call sign WATCM. The purpose of the Monday Evening Social Hour Net is to connect and build our ham community to communicate information of interest to amateur radio enthusiasts in our area. Break. MeshNet and the use of this WATCM repeater is authorized by the Cherry Lamb Amateur Radio Club in the greater Traverse City, Michigan area, including northern Michigan, as a sponsored club activity. Welcome to those using other repeaters who are linked in. All licensed amateurs are welcome to check in to MeshNet. All newly licensed hams are invited and encouraged to check in. We check in three groups. First, time-constrained short-time stations. Second, EchoLink. Third, general check-in. Break. We will check in one person at a time. I will call for a check-in. You send me your call and first name. I will acknowledge the station I heard, and then I'll call for the next check-in.
This helps us manage doubles and makes check-in a more efficient process. Thank you for your patience. I don't have a topic for tonight, so I'm going to ask everybody with this gorgeous 60-degree weather we had today, what were you out doing today? Wearing shorts, long jackets, whatever. And we have all kinds of Traverse City. So that'll be the topic. This is WATCM Net Control for the Monday Evening Social Hour. We'll begin check-ins tonight by calling for short time and time-constrained stations. Great. And because you are time or energy constrained, I'll keep your comments right after this group checks in. First short time check-in. Please call now.
Whiskey Baker 8, Whiskey India Liquor, Tom Cadillac Shortcut.
Okay, Tom, I've got you. Next short time check-in, please.
Amity, K-E-H-T-O-Y.
Amity, I've got you. Next short time check-in. Go ahead.
Net Control, this is Whiskey 8, Victor Papa Charlie, Mike, short time.
Okay, Mike, I've got you. Next short time check-in.
Whiskey X-ray 1, Juliet, short time.
Okay, Scott, I've got you. Do we have any more short time check-ins? I got Sierra Bravo Whiskey with a lot of static. Can you try again, please?
Kilo Echo 8, Sierra Bravo Whiskey, in and out.
Okay, KE8SBW, I've got you, in and out. Thank you. Do we have any further check-ins? Okay, none heard. We'll go back to the top of the list. WB8, WIV, Tom and Cadillac. Tom, go ahead with your transmission. Amity, stand by.
Okay, Roger. Very good, Kevin. Thanks for taking the next WATCM, WB8, WIV. Got up to 72 degrees today. It wasn't supposed to get that warm, but it did. And, I didn't get a chance. I did a little bit of yard work, but not a whole lot. I was on the go most of the day. We went to yoga. We did get out to walk the dogs, both of them, for about a half an hour. And had to take my car over to get the oil changed, tires rotated, all that kind of good stuff. So I've been kind of on the move all day long. Had to go to the bank. So, like I said, I've been out and about, but as far as yard work goes, no. Just a little bit. We've got a real train wreck here. A lot of limbs down from the last big storm. That was, about 2 weeks ago? And it's going to take me probably a week or two to get that all cleared out of there. Anyway, sounds real good. I've got to go to bed early here. That's why I checked in, so I can get up in the morning. So I'll turn it back to you, Kevin. We will not be at the breakfast tomorrow, but possibly in about a week. All right? We'll see what happens here. Just too much going on. Anyway, number three, guys, all the way around. Back to you, Kevin. WB8. WYV, I'll be clear. Good evening.
All right, thank you for your transmission, Tom. Sounds like you had a warm day today, and you got a lot of storm damage to clean up. Have a good evening. I know you got to get up early in the morning, so 7-3s, and thanks for joining the net. Amity, K-E-8-Z-O-Y. Amity, go ahead with your transmission, and Mike, W-8-B-P-C, you will be on standby.
Amity, K-E-H-Z-O-Y. My driveway has a little bit of slope to it, and when we had all that storm, somebody
time, Amazon or FedEx or whoever may have come, when they tried to get up the driveway, put a big pothole in it by spinning their tires and stuff. So I was out today filling a big pothole in my driveway. Doing any yard work is impossible. I still have glaciers of snow in my driveway and on the grass and stuff. So it's not going to be until July 23rd before I get to mow the lawn. So thanks for taking the net, Kevin. Back to you. K-E-H-D-O-Y, Amity.
Hey, Amity, sounds like you got some woes to deal with there. We don't have glaciers here over in East Bay. A lot of the stuff has been melting and creeping along the ground, but that's what we got. Hard to believe we got slammed 2 weeks ago, and here we are with 60-degree weather. Mike, Whiskey 8 Victor, Papa Charlie. Mike, go ahead with your transmission. And Scott, WX1J, please stand by.
Okay, net control WAVPC down here in Royal Oak. Yeah, it's right now it says it's 72 out. So the trees have buds on them and the grass is starting to turn green. And I see some of the neighbors starting to rake out the twigs and leaves from the last fall. So not much else to say. Got a storm siren, severe storm siren test coming up on Saturday. So I'm trying to get that set up so I send emails out so I can get some hams out to look at sirens for Saturday. So I'll send it back to that control and say 73 to everybody, WAVPC.
Okay, Mike, very good. Royal Oak, yeah, I was, we moved up here from Troy about 10 years ago, so I'm pretty familiar with what goes on down there. Haven't heard a storm siren up here because we just don't have them, but I do remember those tests every first Saturday of the month, and I think at 1 p.m. it is. And sounds like you're going to have to dispatch people and get them out to take a look at the sirens. So good luck with that, and Mike, it's good hearing from you. Scott, WX1J. Scott, go ahead with your transmission, and I will then make one more call for short time. Go ahead, Scott.
Yeah, hi, good evening, Kevin, and everybody on the net. Kevin, good job with the net tonight, and it's... fun being where I am, and we're in a little bit different area, so I'm speaking to you tonight from Puerto Plata in the Dominican Republic, where it's a balmy 70 degrees. The wind's blowing and it's rain, but I'll tell you, if I hadn't mentioned to you before, it's 70 degrees. So I'm going to take all the rain they want to send. Anyway, we arrived here today, be here for the weekend, just enjoying the change of scenery, and pretty good prospects that I won't be shoveling snow this week. Anyway, hope everybody has a wonderful week, and I look forward to seeing you next week. Back to you, Kevin, WATCM, WX1J, 73.
WX1J, I am envious. I was just thinking about the Dominican Republic last week sometime, and remember we went there for a cruise and went in the port shopping area near, I think it's Amber Cove. I don't know if Paula's listening, but perhaps she can convince you to take her over to one of those stores and get a nice Larimar necklace. Anyway, Scott, hope you have the enjoy the warm weather, and we look forward to seeing you when you come back. Hopefully a little bit more tan than when you left. Okay, I'm going to make one more call for any short-time stations that wish to check in. Any short-time, time-constrained stations, please call now, and then we'll move on to Echolink. Okay, we'll now stand by for stations checking in using Echolink and AllStar. We may expect a delay of a few seconds for Echolink responses. They have to traverse the Internet. And we'll give it that time. First Echolink check-in, please call now.
November 8, Echo X-ray, Jeff.
Okay, Jeff, I've got you.
Delta 9,
next Echo Link All Star check in. Please call now.
Kilo Delta 9, Whiskey Whiskey Uniform Kevin.
Okay, Kevin, I've got you. Do we have any other Echo Link or All Star check ins? Please call now. Okay, none heard. At this time, I will now stand by for all check-ins, general check-ins. Newly licensed hams, this is your first chance as well, or your chance as well. First general check-in, please call W8TCM now.
This is NHJSQ, Brad.
Check-in, first general check-in, please call now.
NHJXQ.
I think that's Brad. Brad, NHJXQ, I've got you. Next general check-in, go ahead.
Kilo 8, Whiskey Quebec, Kilo, Pete.
Okay, Pete, I've got you. Next general check-in, please.
Kilo, Delta 8, November Hotel, Nicholas.
Okay, I think I've got you. Kilo Delta 8, November Hotel, Nicholas. Is that correct?
QSL on that. Kilo Delta 8, November Hotel, Nicholas.
Okay, next general check-in, please.
Drake, N8DMH.
Papa November Kilo, Mike.
Okay, I got a station in there, Mike, ending in November Kilo. Can you give me your call sign again, please?
November 8th, Papa November Kilo.
Okay, Mike, I've got you. Next general check-in, please. Call now.
Drake, N8DMH.
Yep, Drake, I got you. Do we have another general check-in? Okay, hearing none, I'll go back up to Jeff, N80X in Alaska. Jeff, go ahead with your transmission, and Kevin, KD9WWU, please stand by.
Well, hello, Kevin, and everyone else out there. This is Jeff, NABX in Seward, Alaska, which I think we just have 50 degrees. So 48 front, a little warmer, 52 in the back. We'll even it out. Grilling right now, we're getting the charcoal warmed up, about ready to throw some stuff on the grill for dinner. And the ice is melting, so the solar panels are all uncovered, and we're getting, we're doing pretty good there. For over half the year, I didn't have to pay the utility and that, and we're on Happy Seward's Day, everyone. So we're on our extended weekend. Friday was Chiniga Day, and these are related to the 64 Earthquake Memorial, which was March 27th, Friday. And I was actually out in Chiniga covering clinic, so I was out there for Memorial and the big dinner and that. And we sent out to the club. There's audio on YouTube of the original station, the audio tapes from the 64 Earthquake, the hymns, probably around Prince William Sound. But it was a magnitude 9.2 earthquake. The tsunamis did quite a bit of damage. We had 11 people that were killed in Seward. Chiniga, one-third of the village perished in the tsunami wave. The whole village was pretty much just decimated, and it wasn't refounded until the 80s, and that's where I go out to cover once in a while to work. Things are pretty good. People are out doing things, so it's like summer here, too, and we're enjoying that weather. And we also have a POTA event coming up April 10th, so we'll be activating the Marathon Campground in the city. It's part of the state historical Iditarod Trail, and KL2WX Tyson will be heading that up. But if you're doing POTA or activating, keep an ear out for us. And then I think he will probably be using the club call KL7SWD. We haven't decided on that yet, but that's kind of the updates from here. So we'll send it back to you, Kevin, NADX.
Well, Jeff, it's, I don't mean this in a bad way, but it's finally good to hear that we've got warmer temperatures than you do. You've been warm all winter, and we've been freezing, and finally you got a break today. So it sounds like you've got an extended weekend planned. Happy Seward's Day, even though considering that it was born out of tragedy to two villages. Sorry to hear that. And let's hope everybody has been able to move forward since then. I know it happened a while back, but sorry to hear that. Jeff, it's good to hear from you, and hope you enjoy what you got on the grill. Kevin, KD9WWU. Kevin, go ahead with your transmission, and Brad, stand by.
Hey, thanks, Kevin, for taking the net. This is Kevin, Kilo Delta 9, Whiskey Uniform. And your topic for today, since it's such a beautiful 80 degrees here in northwest Indiana, I was inside taking up carpeting and removing wallpaper off the walls in preparation for our move to northern Michigan. We plan making a trip up next week Monday. So I might be able to do this live, so doing it on Echolink. So back to you, Kevin, at Kilo Delta 9, Whiskey Uniform.
Well, Kevin, that 80 degrees in northwest Indiana sounds absolutely glorious. Would love that here today, but that didn't stop some of us from going into town in shorts and a light sweater and sandals, of all things. Yeah, we do that up here when it turns 60. There's a lot of people out in summer clothes. Okay, Brad, NHJXQ, go ahead with your transmission, Brad, and Pete, K8WQK, you're up next.
Yeah, this is NHJXQ. Today's big fun activity was I got the bicycle out, pumped up the tires, and did a short ride. And then the less pleasurable activity was I opened up the windows of the house and cleaned the oven. So it's the first day in months I've been able to open up the windows, let all those fumes out. It's looking better, but it needs to be cleaned again. I got the top layer off. Back to net control.
Yeah, Brad, I'm not envying you for cleaning the oven, but I know what you mean about fumes building up. I roast coffee here for our week's supply about every Friday or Saturday or so. And while the roaster does have smoke filters on it, after about four cycles, the house has got a pretty good layer of smoke blowing around in it, and it smells wonderful. It's been too cold here to let the smoke out, so it's nice to have a couple of good days where we can open things up and get some of that fresh air in. Keith, KAWQK, go ahead with your transmission. And Nicholas, KD8NH, please stand by.
Okay, thanks. Good evening, all. Beautiful day here. We didn't get the temperatures that most of you did. I think we topped out at 51, and that was about 1 o'clock, and it kind of went down from there again. Elk Rapids sits right on that... Right on East Bay, and man, it any kind of little breeze this time of year, that lake just cools us right off. But anyway, did get out for about an 8-mile bike ride. There was no oven cleaning involved, and got out for a walk again later on. Yep, took good advantage of the mild temperatures. No antenna projects either today, although I did tinker in the shop on a radio project. All right, looking forward to breakfast tomorrow morning. New location, KWQK. Thank you.
Hey, Pete, it's good to hear from you. This is WATCM. And glad you got out and got a bike ride today. But, I know what you mean about those breezes coming off the lake. It seems like once you get that threshold, and then you guys have got not only Lake Michigan blowing in, but then you've got your own lake there to add to that. And I know how the weather can change up there. So Anyway, it's good to hear from you, Pete. Sounds like you had a great day. We all do take advantage of that weather when we when we're presented with the opportunity. We don't waste any time. We get out there and do it. Okay, Nicholas, Kilo Delta 8 November Hotel. Nicholas, go ahead with your transmission, and Drake, please stand by.
W8DCM, this is KD8NH, Nicholas here. Yeah, I had a good week here. I was operating on 5-2, and I had an operator come over and tell me that my way I was operating was a little rude to him. So I went and I did some research this week on common 5-2 procedures and practices, and I think then I've got it to where 3 minutes of calling on 5-2 is mainly acceptable. Within those 3 minutes, I was thinking about giving people time to get to the mic and effective calling time. You probably would only use your call time and say CQ about three times. That would give you about 6 to 10 times where you would say your call sign, effectively giving somebody else time to respond to you. And I thought that that would be a good time and within 3 minutes to be courteous to other scanning radios, not to bother the YFs in the room or the casual listener, you know, so to speak. All supposed to be we're supposed to be, you know, cautious to these people on the radio, making sure that we're respectful of them too. So this is me just thinking about my operating procedures. You know, VHF only goes so far, so operating in the Traverse City Basin here, I probably am only hitting so many radios. But I think that if we're not making noise on the air, then, you know, nobody really knows if we're working the air. Anyway, any other operators that might have some input, that'd be kind of cool. Or if I'm talking to you on the air after the net or something on another day, that'd be cool to listen to your input. Break. Going to the springtime feel of things, though, yes. I've been throwing open the garage door and getting ready for a garage sale, which I've needed to do for many years now. But this year, it's going to happen. I need to unload some things, get a few things out of clutter, you know, that kind of type of stuff. So just looking forward to that type of spring cleaning and spring doing there. Thanks a lot for taking the net tonight. I just took up a bunch of rag chewing and time on the net, so thanks a lot for everybody listening to that. Also, if I've ever been bothering you on 5-2, you know, thanks a lot for listening to how I might be operating now versus how I've operated in the past. All right. Well, this is KD8NH 732 all contacts, and everybody have a good one. I'll get this back to net control.
KD8NH, I'm not sure what to say. I've never heard you over-occupying the airwaves. And yeah, some people, I guess they just have an axe to grind. Spring cleaning, yeah, it's that time of year where we're all thinking about that. If we're not thinking about getting out there in shorts and T-shirts and enjoying the warm weather, or relatively warm weather, that's usually on everybody's list in some form or another. So, Nicholas, please keep the repeater warm. That's all I can say. Okay, Drake, NADMH. Drake, go ahead with your transmission. And Mike, NAPNK, please stand by.
Drake, NADMH here. Well, we're fully moved into the new place. Well, not fully moved in, but everything's in the place. It's not moved where it needs to be yet, though. It's absolute chaos in here. Boxes everywhere. It's a fun time. But turned the keys over for the old place today, and I officially do not live there. So, got some antennas temporarily set up so I can at least have a base station in here, but plan to get those antennas mounted in a less haphazardly way and get a HF dipole of sorts put up and out of HF again locally instead of having to use the remote. So back to you there, Kevin, and 8DMH.
Hey, Drake, glad to hear you're at least moved to your new location. I'm going to ask one question. I know you have a cat. How's the cat doing at the location? Go ahead.
Well, he's having a time, but he's being more vocal than he has in the past. So I guess he's not quite adapted, but I mean, he still acts like a psycho.
Yeah, that's, you have a cat, that's what you get. At least he's not tearing you apart with his claws. But yeah, they take some time to acclimate to new locations. We moved four cats up here from Troy about 10 years ago, and now I understand what the meaning of the term is, herding cats. Trying to do that with four cats and get them up here for a four-hour car drive, well, you can imagine. November 8th, Papa, November Kilo, Mike, go ahead with your transmission, and then I'll call, make a last call for additional check-ins. Mike, go ahead.
Yeah, hey, thanks there. Thanks for listening to that. As far as it goes, with the nice weather, spent a bunch of time outside with the dogs, enjoying the sun. It was real nice to be able to actually hang out in the sunshine today. I don't know, I heard, Nick talking about the 5-2, I call on 5-2 a decent amount as I travel around. I try to keep it fairly sparse, but I don't know, I seem to agree with everybody else here that the more we're talking and using the airwaves, the more reason we are, you know, have to keep them, and the more people feel more comfortable talking on there. You know I was pretty mic shy my first little bit when I first got my license, so anybody that's new, it's way easier, and people are way more cool than you think they'll be, so... just reach out, and it's super fun if anybody else is new out there. But, yeah, as far as it goes, nice weather, and I've been enjoying it, so thanks for the night. And this is NATNK. Have a good night.
NATNK, I can sympathize with you. I was there 2 years ago myself. I'm definitely not mic shy because I've been in front of a radio or in front of a microphone in many different scenarios over my lifetime, and I can say this to any hams that may be listening but don't check in, or anybody who's listening and thinking about getting your license. This is a friendly bunch of here on this mesh net. I don't know about others. I've been involved with others, and they're pretty friendly too. But we're welcoming the new hams, and that little button on the side of your radio, once you push it, I don't think you can say anything wrong. Give it a try. And the only way to cure mic shyness is to actually give it a go and see what happens. We will not bite your head off. As a matter of fact, you might make some new friends. Okay, we've reached the bottom of the list. I'm going to make one more call for general check-ins, and then we'll see where we go from here. Do we have any additional general check-ins? Please call now.
Hero.
Okay, Mark, KC8ZAP. Mark, you're a little staticky. And then I've also got Christopher, KF8DMK. Do we have any additional general check-ins before I go back and finish up the short list here? Any general check-in, please call now.
K-A-H-H-Y-Z.
K-A-H-H-Y-E, Edgar, I got you. Do we have any additional? Okay, none heard. We'll go back to... KC8ZAP, Mark, go ahead with your transmission. And Christopher, KF8DMK, please stand by.
Well, this is Mark, KC8ZAP. And Kevin, thanks for taking the net. You're doing a great job. And then hello to the rest of the rest of the group. Just to keep it short here, I spent some time outside, and I was doing
some cleanup on my lawn from this winter debris, that sort of a thing. So that's how it went for the day. So this is KCCAP back to net.
Well, Mark, you could probably pick a better day, but considering the amount of cold weather we've had and surprise snowstorms, I don't think you could have picked a better day than this one unless it's going to be warmer tomorrow. It's good to hear you were outside today. You know, after being cooped up all winter inside the house, being outside, breathing some of that fresh air and experiencing that sunshine, there's nothing that can beat that. Okay, Christopher, KF8DMK. Christopher, go ahead with your transmission, and Edgar, please stand by.
Good evening, this is Christopher, KF8DMK. I missed out on most of the net this evening because, unfortunately, we had an impromptu butchering over here on the farm, so had to put down a ewe. But we'll be able to put her in the freezer, so everything will be all right. But the plus side is we have a bottle lamb that we are working on taking care of, and hopefully that goes well, too. Just a second here. All right, my wife said I didn't give enough details. Sheep do not pull through C-sections, so we had to put the ewe down, and that's how we have a bottle lamb. But we have the bottle lamb, and everything's going well so far. All righty, that's all I've got for tonight. Back to you. Thanks for taking the net, Kevin. This is Christopher, KF8DMK.
Well, Christopher, there is never a dull moment with life on the farm, and yeah, I can see what happened there, and sorry to hear about the ewe. At least good to hear that she'll be going in the freezer, and the bottle lamb, boy, that's got to be a handful right now. I don't know how long you've got to feed that thing on a bottle before it's able to be weaned off of that, but that sounds like a lot of work. Edgar, KAAHYE. Edgar, go ahead with your transmission.
This is KAAHYE. Good evening to the net. And lots of people on tonight. Good to hear. And I was just looking at my license, and it would have been 47 years ago this week that I got my novice license. So kind of a step in the right direction. So that's probably unfamiliar to some of the new hands, and no longer a novice license available, but it was then. So. Sounds good. Good that tonight. Thanks for taking it. This is KAHYE.
Edgar, congratulations. 47 years ago, huh? That is a long time. I think I probably started my career sometime around that time, and I was barely a kid out of high school. So that's quite an accomplishment, and it's good to hear you've stayed with it all this time. Okay, we've reached the bottom of the list. This is WATCM. I will listen one more time for additional check-ins. Do we have any additional general check-ins? Please call now. Okay, none heard. There being no further check-ins, before we close the MeshNet, does anyone have any questions, inquiries, or comments? Break. Okay, hearing none, this will conclude the Monday Evening Social Hour Net for tonight. This net will meet again next Monday here on this repeater, immediately following the 8 p.m. T-Barge net. This is Kevin, KF8ATY, operating this evening as net control under the club call sign WATCM.
I will now close the net and return this repeater to general amateur use. Thank you, everyone, for your participation and comments. Good evening to all, and remember, if you're attending Breakfast with Hams tomorrow, it will be at the Bob Evans at 1964 U.S. 31. That's around 4 Mile Road. Trevor City, 49684. If you're going to come to breakfast, we'll see you there. Good evening to all. This is WACCM, and I'll be clear.